Hello and welcome to Awakenings, a place where it all begins with you. Living awake, aware, and taking this awakened state into your everyday lives. Welcome everyone that's listening via the chat room, and welcome those that are listening live to at Cosmic Dimensions. Want to give a shout out to everyone there, and welcome and blessings to all of you that are listening later via the archives and also iTunes. I am your host, Michelle Mache, and also, as I like to say, your co-pilot. I want to welcome you all. Awakenings Radio here, it's a live internet radio program that focuses on the awakening state, the progression of awakenings that happens in one's life. And here we really map the stages of awakening and the call to awakening and what one begins to want to do with their awakened state. There's actually various stages to the awakening, although it generally affects everyone in the same general way, but because we're all unique individuals, many people do different things with the awakened state. They have a different call that calls them forward to a new way of being and living, and that, of course, is dependent on the template of the soul. Awakenings, we also highlight conscious living for conscious lives, so it's a place for awakening conversations with artists, musicians, metaphysicians, scientists, spiritually minded people, and progressive thinkers in their own fields that are waking up, are awake, and awakening more and more, revealing and reflecting this awakening through the way that they are in the world. Awakenings Radio also hosts dialogues and interviews with healers, conscious experts, visionaries, authors, and people of all walks of life that are focused on living more awake and aware. We also focus here on awakenings on a timely relaying of essential information, insights, inspiration, and tools for transformation and spiritual unfoldment. So we hope to be a resource for many of you, and also we really appreciate all of you being a resource as well, sharing your insight and your understanding and your life wisdom in the chat room. So that really means a lot. Got a great group of people that really hold the sacred space in the chat room and then carry it out. I love hearing some of the emails that I've been getting. I love the emails. I love the feedback. And if you'd like to give me feedback, it's awakenings@selfandlight.com. We've gone through a couple little email transformations, so I have gotten some emails through my Michelle at Self and Light and also the Awakenings Radio. They all tend to get to me, but we are moving the guest information is awakeningsguests@selfandlight.com and then awakenings@selfandlight.com if you want to reach me or get in the newsletter or just share your insight or what you're going through. And also, we have a page on Facebook for connecting, which is called Awakenings Radio. So you can reach us also at Awakenings Radio on Facebook and then Awakenings Tweet on Twitter. So I just love the connecting, and I love hearing everyone's unfoldment and stories and, you know, how they've been changed or how they're stepping more into their life, more into their empowerment and realizing and recognizing that it's time to live more from the template of your soul. It's time to express more of your gifts. One thing I definitely wanted to mention, and it really ties in with a guest that we have on today, Dr. John DeMartini, and many of you, of course, know him from The Secret, as well as his prolific writing and teaching, sharing information that he has out on YouTube and other various forms, books and DVDs. But one thing that is really, I think, of very of much import right now. I'm putting something in the chat. Thank you, Tammy, for Facebooking this. Yeah, if anybody wants to tweet or Facebook or put the links in, that's great. Because you know what? There are people that I've gotten, again, feedback in my inbox just sometimes some little tidbit or something that someone says on the Awakenings page from a listener really hits the spot for somebody. So you just never know. I would say right now a big, you know, pull or push for everyone is to risk exposing yourself, risk revealing. You know, anything in life to really be fulfilling or worthwhile takes a risk. Now, it doesn't have to be a careless risk, but the risk to reveal, the risk to express your truth as you see it, the risk to reach out, and that's being called forth more and more as we're in this great shifting. You know, since 2006, we've been in what we call a quickening. And so exponentially, there's been a lot of new growth, new innovation. Just look at the internet. Just look at things like how Facebook has taken off more and the evolution of Twitter and how, and not so much the technology, though that's been really exciting, but how the technology is being used. Technology is being used more and more for upliftment, for connecting, for engaging, for empowering, for assisting. Look what's happening in Haiti, the use of social media, the use of technology, the you know, texting. You know, people are able to text donations. Now, that goes on all the time. People have that on the website. I've seen things on Twitter. Somebody is in a pickle or a friend of theirs needs an operation or they hear of somebody that needs help. People take on the campaign. So part of this is part of the evolution of the Aquarian age that we are anchoring in, where it is about using our individuality and connecting individually for the greater good. So it's not all, you know, it's said that we're not in the me generation, we're moving into the we. So still taking a counter individuality, that we're individuated aspects of the all that is, celebrating that, celebrating our uniqueness, but also looking around and seeing others and seeing how others' lives are just as important and where can we give, where can we share. And so it is of the era of group consciousness, and there's a downside or a shadow side to that if that isn't integrated, where it becomes everybody has to be sheeple and follow the pack, you know, or many people fear the New World Order, thinking that it's something frightening. Well, it's not frightening. I mean, any evolution has the potential for a unintegrated or unevolved or lesser evolved or a lesser harmonic to it. When people are in a group because they're not connected enough to their own self, they don't know their own voice or their own self, people tend to get with groups to try to fit in or belong or to be validated. So that's a shadow side or unevolved side. It's, you know, of this the group mentality. But a higher harmonic is being able to weave within the group, contribute to the group, share with individuals within the group and also with the group, but not lose your individuality, not lose your connection to your inner knowing and to your path, your individual path, and to connect with groups of like-minded individuals that support your growth, that don't hold you back. Because sometimes groups can hold people back. When they get this group acknowledgement or group mentality and people don't want to grow, whether it's a family group or a group of two or more in a relationship, sometimes people get stuck and they're fearful to evolve, to grow and expand and follow their own inner impulse, their own inner nudge, their divine nudge, their divine urge, their spiritual urge. They hold that back to stay within the group, whether that group is a relationship, you know, a small group, a company, a family, or whether it's a larger group, like a religious institution, you know, a societal group or a city or even a nation. So it's really learning how to balance that within ourselves so that we are living a more fulfilled life. We've gone through a lot of, in this quickening, and especially this past year in 2009, there was a lot of focus on releasing and getting rid of and integrating the shadow, finding out what are the areas in one's life, and that's still going to continue even in 2010, what are the areas within one's psyche and mirrored within one's life, that there is things that are not known, the shadow. So it could be things that are perhaps not life enhancing, but it can also be gifts, talents, understandings. It can also, the shadow is that which we don't know, that which we don't see. It's not always something that's non-life enhancing, or as many people call negative. It can be that. It can be what holds us back, but it can also be where we need to grow and what we need to go or grow into. So you are in 2010 going to see a lot of focus on mentoring, apprenticing, looking at people consciously and saying, I want to do that, or I want to go there, and I have that within me. How can I develop my gifts, my talents? How can I shift my beliefs that they're holding me back? You know, is my mind telling me something that's incongruent with where I want to go? Is my body telling me something that's incongruent with where I want to go? Am I in a dismantling phase where I'm dismantling things in my life or dissolving things in my life to rebuild a better structure, rebuild in a better way? Many times we have to do that when we grow, and many of you that are entrepreneurs or business owners, you'll know that sometimes you outgrow a certain system or structure you have. And it's not that it's what you were doing was wrong, or, you know, didn't work, or, you know, wasn't good enough. It's that you outgrew that, and now you have to perhaps sometimes dismantle part of the structure and make it stronger. Tammy is also asking if in the chat, I'll go into this, if sometimes the shadow is our blind spot. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, our blind spot. But I want to be, you know, the movement of the new age or focusing metaphysically is so wonderful, but sometimes half the story is told in books and in talks. Just like that, everything that happens to you is part of your inner state, and it's not, because we live not just by projection, but also by perception. Those of you that are psychic channels or mediums or do any intuitive work, you will know, you've seen that not all of your clients or people in your healing practice always represent something about you. Sometimes it does, sometimes a very small amount, and sometimes not at all. Now, it's true, because we're all connected on some place, on some plane, it is a mirroring on some level, because in that essence, we're all one, individuality aspects of the all that is. But however, if you focus that everything is about you, everything's about something going on within you, then you're moving in, that projection moves you into an egoic state where it must be all about me. So as you travel the path and connect more into your inner knowing, and you get more emotionally clear and able to read the signs, you begin to see that you live and respond in this life by projection and perception. And when your projections are clear, the clearer your projections are, the less projection you have, the more perception you have, the more intuitive awareness, the more you can be telepathic. So you can't be telepathic with a lot of projections, because there's so many filterings. If you're seeing everything as an extension of you, or as part of what you've gone through or are going through, you're not going to be clear to truly see what's going on or feel what's going on. So that's why taking back those projections or working on the shadow material is so important. It may not be just something like, oh, I'm meeting an angry person, so that must mean I'm angry. Not always. Sometimes, yes, but you need to kind of check yourself. Or you're meeting, many times people are meeting people that are representing where they're going. Sometimes, anybody can let me know the feedback on this if you've been experiencing this, but many times you connect with people that are showing you what you need to develop within yourself. Is it more intuition? Is it more awareness? Is it more strength? Is it more fortitude? Maybe you have a friend and you're saying, God, they're so strong. They're always so clear. Or they trust themselves. I wish I could do that. Well, the fact that you're seeing it means that you can do it. Means that that's your next level of evolution. So you see it, you catch it. A part of that is you. It's not that strength is outside you. If you're admiring it in someone else, that's your message. What do I do? What kind of inner work do I need to do to develop this strength. So that's what I mean by working with the shadow material. And what that does is it begins to bring more wholeness. A healing takes place, which healing coming from the word ohalen, coming from making whole again, and coming from integrity, bringing it all together so that it is synergistic, so that it fits together. There's an integrity there. So sometimes as we're shifting, as we're changing, certain structures have to be dismantled to hold the new expression, the new expansion. And very often when we expand, when we grow, as Tammy was putting in the chat, we begin to see our blind spots. We begin to see what we didn't see before. Maybe a new direction that's coming in where we want to go, a new understanding, maybe a relating in a different way to whether it's people personally, you know, in our interpersonal relationships, or whether it's in our business relationships. We begin our growth. Anytime you grow, there's going to be a slight alteration to your relationships. And it doesn't have to be bad or scary. It just means if you're growing, there's a shifting taking place. One of the things with growing, whether it's individually or, again, if it's your company or on an entrepreneurial level, is being able to take up more space, being able to expand more. So as you expand in consciousness, you're going to want to take up more space, whether that's within your family house, whether that's within your business, maybe that's adding to your career, your vocation, your business, maybe it's learning something new, but you're going to want to add because you're going to want to express more. Maybe that's being of service in a different way. You know, maybe it's taking your gifts, your talents, your understanding to another group or to another audience. So again, that expansion connotates expansion of expression as well. 2010, this year, begins that. You're going to find a lot of what I'm calling divine discontent, or that spiritual nudge or spiritual urge, or some of you have heard me call it the tickle. You're going to find yourself more tickled. Now, for some people that are perhaps afraid of taking action, it's going to be anxiety or anger. There may be some confusion with this. Something's changing. Where do I go? What do I need to do? This is just showing you that there is more growth at hand. There's more expansion at hand. And part of this growth, part of this expansion is going to be how you relate to yourself and to others in the world. So this year is bringing a lot of focus on self-expression, creativity, new forms of health and healing, innovations, maybe even doing something similar, but finding out how can I do this in a way that's even more fulfilling. That's one of the questions you want to ask yourself this year is, how can I do what I'm doing and have even more fulfillment? How can I experience more fulfillment? How can I have more understanding? How can I support this growth that I'm going through? How can I have deeper understanding or deeper meaning in my life? How can I, again, feel more fulfilled? So out of this understanding, having more understanding, you then begin to understand yourself more and know what brings you more joy and more fulfillment. So I'm even suggesting to people to do what I'm calling my little joy meter, is to keep track of what brings you the most joy. And you want to have at least 80% of what you're doing in your life, you want to have that be joyful. You want to have that 80% minimum 80%. And I say even more. Why not go for it, you know? So the drudgery, the to-do list, you want to somehow be able to balance that, so that you're also bringing that which brings you most fulfillment, that which brings you more joy. Sometimes a to-do list. Sometimes I'm doing my to-do list, and I do find a joy in it. I find a joy in completion or getting something done, or maybe something that I put off and I do it. I realize that there's not just a lesson in getting it done, but that it really served someone, really helped someone, that there's something unexpected that comes back to me And maybe something I didn't even plan, something I didn't even know by me doing something or offering something that I thought is just something that I had to do or get done, has some kind of wonderful effect on someone, life-enhancing effect or effect that brings more awareness to someone, and that feedback comes back to me, or that acknowledgement or that understanding. And going back to what is it, the good works, or I see how somebody shifted or you know, moved more into their empowerment, or I, by what I did, inspired someone to do what they needed to do. So you're going to hear a lot more in the, now that we're in these double digits, you know, 2010 and beyond, you're going to hear more about self-expression, creativity, inspiration, and empowerment. You're going to hear more about empowerment versus power. You're going to hear more about lending one's power, whether it's through reach in by numbers in the internet, whether it's reached by numbers via TV or various forms of media. You're going to hear people using their power to empower others, to uplift, that it's not going to be all about themselves. I go back to what's happening now in Haiti. There's a lot of people using their reach to help bring awareness about what's happening, as well as the dollars and the man-woman power, the human power to show up to help. And it's all about that reach. Are you amassing your gifts, your talents for yourself? Hopefully, yes. Hopefully, yeah, that you're putting yourself, you know, in the equation, but that it's not all about you. So that's a major shift that we're going through right now, that it's not all about us individually. It's all about how can we take what we do and what we know individually and bridge it collectively. It's all about the cooperation. Whole different way of living. That synergy. Now, of course, many of us, there's been pockets of people doing this, and a lot of what I'm sharing is the idea that as we're anchoring this, as this is encoded and what's within us, our gifts are decoded within us, and as we're encoding that which is more life-enhancing, we're creating those structures, be them relationship structures, work structures, structures in the forms of new innovations or inventions. This is to help the general populace or mainstream consciousness or mainstream populace to then have this integrated into our everyday lives, our everyday living. And Mikhail is putting in the chat the codes, yes. And Tammy's putting co-creative, cooperative, inclusive, mutually empowering. Yes, love these ways of being. Yes, and that's a great way, co-creative, cooperative, inclusive, mutually empowering. And if you think about it, we have not had that system. We have not had the system of mutual empowerment. And it's always been, you know, working for others, working so that you could have your needs met or those that you work for. Now it's working together. Working with. How is this mutually empowering, as Tammy put in the chat? How is this mutually powerful for both of us? So you are eventually you will see on our soil, you will see on the earth plane that there will not be this warring nature. I know a lot of people say, well, that's part of you know, the human nature, the human experience. Well, it doesn't have to be. Because as I have my power, and I want my power, and I like my power, and I want to wield it and feel it, but as I am powerful within myself, and I feel that power as I'm connected to my inner knowing and my inner self, as I feel that power, I actually want other people to be just as powerful. Because if you're really powerful, it's actually kind of boring to be around others that are not as powerful. You automatically want to lift them. you automatically want to, because it's like any of you, I don't care if it's any, you know, think of this. Let's just look at it this way. Think of it this way. Any board game, Monopoly, chess, checkers, you know, anybody else, any other game of life, whatever. Think of any kind of board game that you're playing. Okay, even a game outside, even basketball. Let's say basketball or football. Okay, if you win a few times, and think back even to your childhood, and maybe you're playing, somebody younger, you know, your little brother, little sister, whatever, and you win, you cream them. And that feels good for a while. Ha ha, that's great, that's great. Oh, I won. Okay, but think about it. How often does that feel good? Not very often. If you are playing a game with someone and you are decimating them all the time, you know, let's do basketball. I don't know. It's you know, they have 10 points and you win by 25. After a while, that's boring. That's very boring. So that might be fun in the short term, but to really have some form of fulfillment, you want to connect with and play with someone that you're going to challenge you a little bit. And there's some learning there. And, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Or how did you do that? You know, what was that strategy? What was that about? So it's a really kind of a lower harmonic that people get stuck in, this thing of always having to win or always having to have it all. Think about it again. There's only so, if you have all the marbles to play with, or, you know, people that are, you know, greedy with their food, you know, you want all the candy, you want all the chocolate cake or whatever, you want all the wheatgrass, whatever your thing is, you want all the Synergy kombucha tea. After a while, it's boring. When you have it all and everyone else around you doesn't have, and there's no exchange, there's no interaction, or you're only interacting with such a small group of people, it actually begins to be kind of boring, you know. So it's about extending out, you know. It's really about connecting. It's really about the connection and you know, as Tammy put in the chat, the co-creation. It's the collaboration. It's where your gifts are meeting with someone else's gifts. Reminds me of many, many years ago, I had a referral to do some healing light energy work, and I didn't know who the person was. I later found out they were a doctor when I went there, and turned out to be, part of the Surgeon General team, a doctor to one of the presidents, and worked on it. And he said, oh, I was actually going to try to debunk you, but you're the real deal. And anyway, I don't want to get into, but anyway, he had an amazing healing light session, and some physical ailments went away and some symptoms went away. And he'd asked me to come on board, you know, to work with the government. And he said, we want to take the healers. We want to work with people like you or herbologists. We want to work with those people and have you train the doctors so that they can do what you do. And I looked at him and I said, why do you want us to train them? I said, why don't we work side by side? Because they're good with what they do. And he said, oh, no, they should know this so that they can practice this. They can bring this into their work. And I said, no, I said, to me, it's about working side by side. If you have that surgeon, they can learn this and they can use it. But why not bring these two groups together? Anyway, as you can tell, I was not my thing to do that kind of work or, you know, be in that kind of group. That wasn't my group. That's not my group energy, at least for now. But why not bring these two together? So that's part of this, you know, converging flow that we're all in, where these seemingly disparate pieces or seemingly disparate people, what seems to be incongruence, what seems to be paradoxical, what seems to not go together, it's about bringing it together. And Tammy Smith honors everyone's gifts. Exactly. Yeah, everybody's gifts. Why does one group have to hog it all? I mean, there's another way to look at it. You know, it's about the bringing it together. It's about the collaboration. It's about that synergy that, you know, I'm bringing what I have, my gifts, my talents, the way I see things, and another person is bringing theirs, and then another person, and then another person, and so that it becomes even stronger and more vital and more real than one group or one way of being, having it all, you know. And I've been realizing this with myself because I'm very big picture. Diana, yes, you can call in. Let me give you the call-in number. It's 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And, yeah, call in questions, comments, and especially if you've noticed, if you've been going through this. You guys are going to also, let's see, Chrissy is saying you do spend a lot of time and energy meeting resistance when you try to train someone else. Yeah, well, resistance, that's interesting. Resistance is actually a part of change. We call it psychologically a regressive pull, where, you know, that old saying where it says you go two steps forward and one step back. We do that. And what happens is, this is why it's always great to work with somebody, whether, you know, a personal trainer or a spiritual coach, life coach, whatever you want to call it, someone to help you. Because when you feel that resistance, there is what it's the inner psyche is saying, we need to assimilate here. We need to integrate something. And so a lot of times there are certain processes, ways you can kind of anchor the energy and anchor the new beliefs that you're believing or the new way of being, so that that part of the psyche doesn't feel, it feels supported and it doesn't feel so fearful. So resistance is very natural. It sometimes people bite off more than they can chew, literally and figuratively. And sometimes, and also the resistance also shows where the wound is, though. The most resistance, because if you have no charge, if you're neutral about something, then you're over it. You're at the next level. But if you have resistance, it's showing you the wounding. And there's always that part of the psyche. Sometimes, and for many people, the more inner work you do, it gets smaller and smaller, and you're able to recognize, I need help through this resistance, whether it's a person, a book, or, you know, the less charge you have, the less resistance, and you're able to see your own resistance and help yourself through it. But until you get to that point, you really need some support there to help you over that little hump. And then things start flowing along or rolling along and in a way that, you know, you're in that flow again. But, yeah, a lot of people think, oh, there's something with the resistance. It's not – something's wrong with me. But, no, it's part of it. And, you know, your good training should kind of show you, how can I help someone through this resistance? How can I support them, or what's needed? The one thing is how else could you provide for someone? I'm not sure what that means. That question is, Dionys, if you, I look at working with new energies, not a resistance. Yeah. Well, see, it just depends on how you look at it, but the energy, but it's natural. It's very natural in there. It's a part of the assimilating, acclimating process. And again, that resistance, depending what kind of resistance it is, if it's really kind of like a person really balking at doing something, or wanting to do something but then putting other people or other situations in front of them and keep, then there's something there. There's something, the new energy is kind of bumping into the old energy and kind of causing a, you know, stop. And then Chrissy's saying, well, she went in training with those surgeons, she would have met with natural resistance. Absolutely, Chris. Absolutely. And also the idea, I'm not big, you know, a lot of people like the testing and all of this stuff. For me, it's like I already know what I know, and I've worked with enough people over the years that there is a synergy there. There's enough testimony and enough feedback that I know whatever it is I'm doing or focus on, it works. I believe there's a knowing there. So that's not my thing, but a lot of people, especially if you're coming more from the mental realm, people like to, and it's necessary, be tested and be involved in tests and, you know, research and that kind of thing. So from that point of view, that, you know, that means that type of work is better suited for somebody else. So it's kind of like just knowing yourself. Oh, I love what Reiki's putting in the chat. Everything new is resistance realized. Oof. Yeah, yeah. It's true. Everything new, everything that we experience, everything that's new at some point did have a focus of resistance. Did have some, if you ever think about anything new, you know, at some point it began to be a little bit difficult or a little bit challenged or perhaps not as much excitement about it. And the question is how, you know, the wisdom is how to know, does that mean to stay with something and follow it through? Or is that saying that it's over, it's time to go? You know, because the mind can kind of trick you. The mind can play some little tricks that have you thinking that you're done with something or you don't want to do something. And it's really that there's something you don't want to confront, that you don't want to focus on, or you don't, or you're afraid, you know, a fear. And again, sometimes it's knowing that which brings the most awareness and shows that we are, you know, enlightened, shining light. Everyone seems to be on fire today. Yeah, well, I feel it's some of the new energies. The new energies are calling forth a lot more creative expression for people, you know. And so you're going to be kind of pulled to do things differently. You're going to be pulled to extend more, to express more. Instead of, you know, holding back. So you're going to find this next year and beyond, to in a sense, because it's not just happening now, you're going to find that there is more being called from you. There's going to be more required, more accountability. Because as you're self-expressing more, as you're tapping into your gifts, your talents, more and more continually, more and more consistently, and in a bigger way than you did before, it causes you to expand. It causes you to have more accountability. And so, let's see, I can't even talk about it but not hold back. Yeah, exactly. That's another thing. See, a lot of people are finding cannot be held back from what it is that you want to do or what you're seeing. And so, you know, in essence, you know, if you think of it, unless you, anything you say can always kind of be retracted. I mean, obviously we want to sometimes be more diplomatic, but I think it's better not to censor. It's better not to censor yourself right now. It's better to say what it is that you're thinking and what it is that you're feeling, especially to those that are around you personally, than to hold back right now. And that's going to continue for quite some time. Because, again, if you're speaking your truth, then you're having more of a situation in your life where you're living your truth. It's a combination of the two because it's not just speaking it, it's also living it. It's really a time right now to take action. Not going to do anybody any good right now to not take action. And what do I mean by that? It's like it's not going to be enough to just know what you need to be doing. It's not going to be enough to have an understanding or to talk about it or take certain classes. You have to begin to live it. The living is the important part right now. This is saying, if I don't agree, respect it. Yeah, that's a really good point too, because it's not about trying to change someone, but to have the respect of their decision, even if you don't understand it or you don't agree. And I agree, Chris. Chris in the chat is about if everyone could just respect each other. That's also a really good point, because you don't have peace. You really can't have peace. Even within yourself, even within the different parts of yourself and the different ways that you express yourself in your life, if you don't have tolerance and respect for yourself as well as for others, there is no peace. So even if there's a part of you that perhaps has been, you're not understanding so much, or you feel that is blocking you or stopping you, or why is this part coming up again, or why am I being over emotional, or why am I holding myself back? If you don't have tolerance and respect for that part of you and find out, kind of dig around and say, what's really going on here? I said I wanted to go over here and do this, but why do I keep doing other things? Why do I keep putting other things before this that I said I really wanted to do? You know, why do I keep putting other people, you know, around before this? Or why do I keep traveling here and there and flying here and there and doing this and this? Why am I not focused on this? But to do it with respect and tolerance, then the revealing starts happening. This is what's really going on inside. This is what the fear is. Or this is happening too quickly. I need to dial it back a little. I need to digest more. You know, if we could do that with ourselves, it's easier to do that with others. And that's, you know, that's when I feel that there will be really true peace. Let's see. Dream Master, if you're open and honest at all times with everyone you meet and deal with, you're not holding anything back. Being true, I find you can freely move within this time in a flowing manner without friction. Yeah. Fear and anger are simply energetic structures which serve a purpose higher than what man knows them to. Dionys, yeah, fear and anger. Well, they're both energies in motion, energy in motion that are needed and are necessary. I mean, fear has us not doing, has us waiting. Sometimes to take a step back, sometimes to completely say, no, this is not right, you know, or something is off here, or something is not going to be life-enhancing. And other times, you know, it's you know, maybe of a rabid dog, a rabid situation. So it's not really, I mean, our emotions are energy in motion. None of them are bad. None of them are less evolved unless you're in a stuck state. You're stuck in that emotion. You know, it's kind of like a wonderful instrument, a guitar, a violin, something that you play. You want to have that flexibility. You know, in the Eastern tradition, it's the yoga, the union, the flexibility of the spine, flexibility and movement, that you use this energy, but to use it in a life-enhancing way, that makes it different than being in a stuck state. You know, when we're in a stuck state, we are not able to truly see what's needed and wanted in that moment. We're not called, we can't really call forth that which is really needed or wanted unless you're in a more fluid state, a flow state. And sometimes anger is needed. Sometimes it is about the anger. You know, sometimes that's the right emotion that's needed. But you won't know that if you're in a place of judging what you're thinking or doing, you know. And I don't mean anger meaning harming someone. But I mean, sometimes there is that energy, that tone that is needed. But again, we don't use touch with that part of ourself that's inside, the center point. Very important way of being, and not to lose touch with the center point. Because that center point keeps us balanced, keeps us connected to the truth of who we are. And if we don't have that connection, it's very easy to kind of have that miss up. Let's see. We have a question in the chat. I realize I am not stuck. However, I need help seeing the best direction for success, because what I have been doing for finances does not seem to be flowing. Good. Now, that's a great recognition, that sometimes it's not that we're stuck, but we need a better way. We need to find a better way. So that's when you need that expert help. You need to get outside information, whether it's from, you know, a book, a DVD, or a person. Even more better, a person that is doing what you want to do, to help them map those steps for you. So if something isn't flowing, again, it was flowing at one point. And this is interesting. With all of flow, but sometimes our flow is a little little slower. Sometimes our flow sometimes the flow is slow so that you can really look and see what is going on. And sometimes it's a new direction. Sometimes it's releasing something. Sometimes it's learning something new and integrating something else. Maybe you could be my book. Yeah. I'm definitely open. You know, I'm definitely a lot of what I've been doing, and I'm actually going to send an email out, is a lot of mentoring programs. And I'm also very open to, you know, again, through the emails, addressing things, you know, on the program or setting up a specific program for this or a conference call, you know, to have a group connecting with these kind of questions and how to actualize. That's a lot of my I have a great gift and talent for it, and I love it. I love helping people actualize their gifts, their talents, and in structuring that. And I work with people to help me do it for myself. So there's only so far you can get on your own before you actually do need that outside, you know, assistance. That someone's working with me right now with a new website project that we'll be addressing more on a group level. And one thing I've really learned from this individual and just kind of watching, and I do a lot of research. I do a lot of research, not just intuitively, but researching with asking people questions and then also on the internet, kind of scouring the internet, you know, to see whatever I'm focused on. I'm a big proponent of research, whether books or bios or, you know, documentaries, TV shows, whatever. I'm open to how the information can come in. And one of the things that I've learned, and this may help some of you, is that when you're creating something, and many of you that are working on your own, and especially 2010 and beyond, as there's a more dismantling of the economic structures of the corporations, you're going to see smaller companies and more companies using contract workers, consultants, people working freelance. You're going to see more of this parceling up. So you're going to have to be putting yourself out there. You're going to have to be revealing yourself. What I do see is sometimes people are very attached or overly attached to how they see themselves and what they want to communicate or get across. And one thing that I've been seeing is that it's not enough for you to have an idea of how you see yourself or what you want to get across, but also what is really needed and wanted, and how do others see you, and how are you serving others? So if you see yourself as a pink elephant, but everywhere that you go, people are seeing you as a blue rhino, you better at least see yourself as a pink and blue rhino elephant or a pink and blue elephant. You better at least bring some of how they're seeing you and what they need and want into the mix. Otherwise, you're not truly being of service and you're not communicating. So I love it. I love to get the feedback of, you know, what are you receiving from me? And how can I best communicate this? How can I best communicate what I see and what I want to offer and what I want to share, but also what others are needing from me or needing from my services or what I'm putting forth? And I've been working with an amazing she's a designer, web designer, but she also is really – she does a lot with art design and that term branding. And what I've realized, too, is the best brand isn't created. It's revealed. It's told to you by the feedback, what's brought back to you. And so I've been working with this woman, her site, acupofdesign.com. Every design she does is different because she totally tunes into what the person needs and or the company needs and not just her style or her way of doing things. But yet she's all able to bring out what is true in nature to that person or that company and pull it out. And I see that is the same situation that's happening with the revealing of the soul. Is many times we can't really see our soul gifts because we have we have too much junk in our head. We're too focused on books we've read or what other people are doing or what seems to be cool or what we think we should be doing, rather than peeling the filters away, opening the shades, so to speak, and getting to the light of truth, getting to what are we really to be doing. What are we really to be doing? Not what we think we should do or we want to do, but really to be doing. And when you connect in what you're really meant to be doing, what I have found in my path and also the people that I've worked with, that ultimately brings the most joy and fulfillment. And I want to go back to that resistance idea, you guys, is because sometimes there's resistance once you find out what you're meant to be doing. I've even had resistance to certain things that I've seen as been my direction, my path. And I've been resistant to it. But once I release that resistance, that help, even the holding the body tight, once you release holding the body tight and relax, release up, and say, okay, let me just try it this way. Let me just see. Let me just go. Even working with somebody intuitively. Many of my clients that come to work with me and I'm guiding them that direction, a lot of times they have, oh, I don't want to do that. That's this and that. No, no, no. And then they later end up doing that. They do what came through on the soul reading for them, and that ends up being the most enjoyable. I worked with somebody recently that I've been working with them on and off for years, and I kept seeing you're meant to be more on your own. And they said, oh, I can't. I have a family to raise. I can't do this. I can't. Well, all these doors were closing. And they're still working for quite a large corporation, but the time is limited there. And now they're turning around and saying what I saw 2 years ago. They're now turning around and saying, you know, I'm not so sure I want to get locked into just one company again. I may want to consult for a few companies and start my own corporation, my own business. I may want to do something family-oriented that brings me more fulfillment while I'm helping other companies with my skill set. So see, that's what I'm talking about. So a lot of times we have a certain image, a certain picture of how it should come about or, you know, how we should be. And we think we know, but it's the ego. It's the ego personality that thinks it knows something. You know, that's why I always go, okay, well, I think it's this. This is the direction I'm going in, but I'm not sure how it'll all unfold, and I'm open. I remain open to what is the best way for me to actualize my gifts, my talents, my understanding. What's the best way for me to do this? And then I watch for the signs, the openings. Yes, okay, got it. Someone in the chat talking. So that, you know, the thing, I think one of the things is you have to be open. You have to be open to know what it is that you want to do. Okay, that's really important. But at the same time, you also have to be open to the new input. So it's a combination. You know, it's not one or the other. Okay, so some of you may notice our guest, I don't know what happened to him. I tried to put in a call to Linda, my assistant that books Awakenings Radio. Maybe Lynn, if you're listening, I'm not sure where he is or have him back. But anyway, you got me today. Surprise! I guess, well, I've had a lot to say because I've really been doing a lot of meditation as of late and working with my Akashic Records, working with the spiritual hierarchy and the oversouls, and then some of my earth plane teachers, if you will. thank you, Reiki. Well, you're doing mighty well, Michelle. I'm enjoying it. Great. Well, let's see, yeah, you got your share of words. Yeah, I do, I do. Well, you know, because I'm, okay, I guess I'm going to be here for the duration. No, I'm extremely fired up because I've really been, since October, been really looking kind of lightly, I was going to say long and hard, but really lightly about how I can be of more support and how I can be more of service and really help anchor in the new energies that are here, but even getting more and more prevalent and present for everyone. And also how this, all this dismantling that's going on, how can I help people build back up? Since that's what I've been doing, you know, quite well, if I could say so myself, on an individual level, and also some on a corporate level, but I stepped out of that. I used to do a lot of retreats and a lot of groups, and I'm moving more back into that, the workshop and the groups, and even wanting to do more online, and more with a sliding scale. So, you know, those of you that want to contact, I'd rather have somebody empowered and doing the work and moving forward than not. So, but I've got the message between January and May, a succession of workshops that will be focused on conscious creation put into action, so that there's a real focus and support for people to get the understanding of tapping in and using the universal laws, and specifically the law of conscious creation in action, how to actually do that, how to actually restructure your life to draw in that which you really want. Because what I've been seeing is if you don't have the template, if you don't have the routine set up, the structure set up, this new energy that you want to draw in or that you're expanding to can't open, can't happen. So if you don't have the template for something, and you don't also allow the space, it's not going to come in. There's no room for it. You know, no room at the inn, which in the Bible metaphorically meant for spirituality. So if you don't put an opening there, if an opening isn't created, now mind you, the opening can sometimes happen, through a dire situation or trauma. However, we don't have to go to that level. You can consciously begin to create the space to draw in what you want and to create a template for what you want. So what is a template? It's a blueprint. So just like when you create a house or, you create a building, you have to go to an architect and you have to get a plans designed. You have to have a design. So we've got a question here. Hi, 830-876. You're on Awakening.
Well, hello, Michelle. This is Sylvia.
Oh, Sylvia, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you. I was just listening. I wasn't even sure you were calling me. I just like the fact that you are so fired up. That's good.
Let me tell you, I am very fired up because I'm seeing so much potential, so much opportunity.
And we are hiding, are we?
Yes, no more hiding. Exactly, exactly. Yes, it's time. You know, it's not by chance that metaphysically at this time what was said is new forms are needed, new ways of being are needed. Someone has to do that.
Yeah.
So if you can't wait for the person to the left of us or the right of us, we can't wait till the government does it, or the school does it, or the university. You can't wait. The bank, you can't wait. You have to go forward with what it is that you want to do and start reaching out step by step, little by little.
So you want them to jump in the lake? That's what you're saying, right?
Oh yes. Just jump in. You know what it is like? It's like when you do jump in the lake, even if it's cold in the beginning. Once you start swimming or moving around, you're like, you feel good. You feel excited.
Yeah. I agree with you. That's true. It's just,
yeah.
I think, just to do that step.
Yeah. And get support for the step if you need to. But just putting it out there. Now, hold on here, Sylvia. We have a question from Mikhail in the chat. When you want to change a system, create a new one to make the one obsolete. Yes. Now, this is a good point. You have to know if the system in hand, just like a house, I'm going to go back to a house. Some houses have to be, what do you call it, demolished all the way down to all that remains is the concrete structure. Some houses, they even take in that. you know, they take away that. So you have to know if a structure can be saved or not. My perception is what is best personally and collectively to do is you create a parallel structure. Has anybody ever been to a building site? They sometimes prop things up on the side, or when the guys are looking at the plans, they make a little house on the side to keep the rain out or the sun off of them while they do their work. I'm suggesting to everyone, if you have something that you're doing right now in your work, keep that going, but create a parallel system, a parallel structure that you can begin moving over to. You know, if you're working for a company but you want to work for yourself, start working for yourself now and start getting that out there and make that strong so you can move over. Yeah, and change the cornerstone to a crystal. Absolutely, definitely. The crystal beings are part of our planetary. There are star seed beings in crystallized form. So Sylvia, tell me about you. What in your path? What can we assist you with? Because I know you're needing to get out there more.
Well, my website just got done, and I'm still a little nervous about putting myself out there.
Ah, good. Do it anyway.
Well, I cannot back out of it no more. It's out there now.
So it's up there. No?
Yeah.
So here's a suggestion, putting it in the Awakenings chat room. What is the link to your website?
Oh, my gosh. No, no, no.
Yes. Oh, future.
No, no,
I'll
no,
find
no.
it. I'm going to look.
I'm backing out on this one.
What is it? Something. What is it?
It's Enchanted Soul Journey.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
But you have to look at it first.
No hiding. Let me look
at
it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You like it?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I see you in the little house. I love it. So enchantedsouljourney.com. My life purpose involves coaching people in ways that uplift, comfort, motivate, heal, and inspire. I love that, Sylvia.
You like that?
Yeah.
Well, you used some of those words. I liked it when you said some of those words when you were talking today. So I said, oh, wow, she must have seen my page.
I didn't, but see, look at the synchronicity there. And this is true. We need upliftment. We need motivation, but we need comfort.
Yeah.
You know,
comfort,
think about
compassion.
It, right? You need compassion, which is a form of comfort. Think about it. You know, it's like if somebody's been in the rain. You know, let's say even you send somebody to the store to get, I don't know, some tea or something, and it's raining, it's storming, or it's snowing. When they come in, you don't right away go, where's the tea? Where's my tea? Give me, what'd you get at the store? You go, okay, let's take off those wet clothes, give me your jacket, you know, have something warm to drink. You know, you comfort them. You connect with that person and comfort them. And then you say, where's the tea?
Yeah, that's right. Then you can say, okay, where is it now?
That's right. But I think our path is like that. I think that, you know, on the path, you have to have that comfort, that soothing energy, you know. Sometimes you have to decide if it's too much. You know, sometimes people kind of just marinate in that and want to kind of stay in the victim role. But you do have to have, I think, comfort people, right, and have compassion for what they've been through.
Well, they do need that, I think. Yeah, I agree with you.
You know,
But sometimes,
go ahead.
Sometimes I feel that some people just want to, like you said, want to stay there and they don't want to get out of it.
Yeah.
And they just linger there. So sometimes they need a little push to get out of that.
Right. That's right. And that's why when you, like your little house on your website, Sylvie, that's when you push them in the fire.
I don't have a fire pit on there.
Oh, you don't. Well, let's get one there. Let's go back. Or lock them in the door. Don't let them leave until they do the, you know, their next step, their next level. Because I think sometimes that little push is very loving. I think that little push or a big push is a very loving thing to do for someone. because you're seeing their potential, right?
Yeah.
If you do that, you know. So, like if they call in and you say, what's your site? EnchantedSoulJourney.com.
Yeah, right. Well, I got a big push here. There was no way of turning back here in Miss Michelle. That was a loving, caring little push there.
Well, you have to be polite. You can't say, I'm not going to give you my website address.
Especially not on radio, gee.
That's right. You have to be polite. It won't sound good if you don't.
I know. Oh, she caught me. She really got me there. Oh, I was just so innocently listening, but that was it.
But,
well, maybe that's what I needed, right?
Well, I love what you said. Are you just, you thinking that we have to, what did you say, jump in the lake? Yes.
That's right, yeah. I guess you, well, there's no turning back. You choose right. You got me into the lake.
Right.
Now I got to paddle out there.
That's right, the little push. Yeah, believe me, I got that. You can tell I have brothers, so I'm like, I'm used to the little push, you know. You can't just wait and not do something, you know, sometimes. But I think that's, you know, the this level of light workers, and this may speak to many of you listening, because there is less constructed ego. The rung before us, the people had, and part of it was generational or the template of what was on the planet that time, had a lot more ego. And so many of the light workers now, what is their kind of holding back is their self-confidence and also their understanding that, well, this will get done, or I know it's going to happen anyway, which is true. It is going to happen. The evolution is going to happen. But that doesn't mean that you can stay out of the game. You're still meant to be in the game, even though it's going to happen anyway. So one of the things with many of the advanced light workers is that they're so connected to spirit. Many of them know that they're by their consciousness, they're already doing what they need to be doing, just by who they are and their study and their training, their inner work, or just by meditating. That they sometimes over-rely on that. See, the old group over-relied on the ego and being out there, and I have to write my book, and I'm the number one seller, and da, 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 all that bravado. And now the new group is like, yeah, it's fine, it's okay. Yeah, okay, I'm going to pray, and I'll do that, it's fine. And they're not showing up. The advanced light workers, the star seeds, these are the star seeds. The rung before were not the star seeds. They need not only the confidence to trust their unique take on things, because the advanced light workers and the star seeds see things very differently. Characteristically, you're not going to find them having a lot of conventional study or training. They're going to get downloads from whatever, or just know something and not even be able to explain how they know something. So there's not as much confidence because we don't have the structures in mainstream society that validates that. So a lot of them just kind of are not as confident to go forward. Or again, like I said, they're very focused on the spiritual. They're comfortable working behind the scenes. And which is all great, because sometimes you will have to work behind the scenes. But we really need you guys, Sylvia.
So am I a star seed? Is that what you're saying? I don't even know what I am.
Yes, absolutely. Well, definitely one of the advanced light workers, and I would say also a star seed light being. And yeah, Vina Blue's just putting, we just need movement in general. We all just need movement in general. And that, I'm telling, 2010 is about movement. It's about applied action. It's about taking action on what you're doing. Just even this little action that we did today, Sylvia, with you, of putting your link, EnchantedSoulJourney.com, in the in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
It's now aligning you with the new energy of you, of that which is unfolding or emerging as you. This new energy, this new... See, what happens is it's all us, it's already there, and it's already within the temple and the template and temple of our soul path, that sacred temple. It's already there. All it is kind of a releasing it into the physical form or the denser physical form, the earth plane. It's just about releasing more of you into this layer, this level, this dimension. So it's a new energy. It's uncomfortable, unfamiliar to the ego personality. So it's, I keep seeing it's a toothpaste tube. It's like squeezing the tube and a little more comes out. It's all in the tube. You just have to squeeze it more to get it out, you know. Sometimes the squeezing is painful. You know?
Well, yeah, it was.
That's
it's
right.
Like giving birth here.
Right, right. Or Sylvia, sometimes it's like the squeezing is like you've squeezed too much. Oh, there it goes. I didn't know you were going to squeeze it. Oh, there I am.
I know. I didn't know you were going to squeeze me today. That's for sure.
I'm a squeezer and a tickler. Follow
yeah.
your divine tickle.
I love the divine tickle. That's cute.
It is that too. You follow that little tickle and it guides you, you know. And that's my focus, joy, fulfillment, my little mission is in many different ways is for the next few years is to really help people move into that space of their themselves, their own empowerment, and for them to get sharing their gifts more and put them into form, you know, like the website, you know, whatever it is, book, whatever you want to do, articles, blog, just connecting, even just speaking what you do is putting it into form because words are form. So no more hiding.
Yes.
No more hiding.
I got to get over this one first.
Why not?
I'm today.
it's the time to move forth. I really want to help people anchor this in a lot of different ways, a lot of different forms. Because otherwise it's not going to get done. What needs to get done won't get done. Because the a lot of the work that's already out there isn't the current work.
No, because work has evolved again, right?
Yeah. It's so quick. I mean, you're going to see more things, you know, like programs like this, like, you know, audio, you know, messages, audio. I mean, there's just so much change happening that it's very difficult to put it in the book, print it, publish it. By that time, you know, the grander shift, you can do it. But there's so much play-by-play. There's so much shifting going on that people really need that support or assistance bit by bit, bit by bit. Because as we shift and change, that changes the larger shift. And the larger shift is that right, then that changes the smaller. So it's kind of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The other thing is you're going to find that the new group of world servers, if you will, those that are in service, those that are anchoring in the new forms, are not going to come from any specific religion or doctrine. They may have studied all of those or many things, but that's going to be very universal. They're going to be very, people are going to be with very universal views so that they can connect and resonate with a wide variety of people. So it's, I find it just very, very fascinating times. But I can definitely tell you it's really about the call to action. Now, Sylvia, what do you feel you need to take action on or help with taking action?
Well, I'm still stuck where I am right now. I mean, I have taken action in getting a website done, and you have put me nicely out. You have helped me a lot in that. Now
little
I need to get the other side of things. Now I need to figure out how to get out of here where I am at. That's still this big thingy. Because I feel more and more that it feels like jail here. So I feel more and more I need to get out of here.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. And I've been hearing, and I even got the message with myself. Right now, a lot of what's happening with the light workers is you're staying put. So that you can actualize your gifts. Because think about it, when you're focused on moving, so for some of you, the move is not going to necessarily yet be a new house or new office building. The move is going to be your consciousness into moving into your gifts more completely and doing that. And that, because what's going to happen is the new place that you move is going to reflect this new consciousness and new empowerment of you actualizing your gifts, your talents, your working with people. As you're doing your readings and healing with people, as you're doing that, you're going to have a different awareness, a different consciousness within the ego personality and body, you know, your bodysuit, your human bodysuit. So your mind is going to change, your needs and wants are going to change, and your house, your living situation will reflect that.
Yeah,
so
I have
many. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's a project in the back which is with some other people, which has come up, and it's not official yet, so I cannot put it out yet. But I have been invited to work with them.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
And
yeah.
I tell you more later on. I send you an email. So.
Okay.
I can't really speak openly about it yet.
Yeah, because you know I'll say something now if you say it.
I know, I know. She's going to.
Well, I very, you know, really want to support everyone. And there's the point. So right now, I would say if you're feeling stuck, it's about going deeper into your path and your process, which means there's more deeper, more advanced, esoteric wisdom, metaphysical, spiritual knowledge that you're needing. And some of that is definitely coming from within, or if you're working with someone, they're just helping you reconnect to it for this next level. So for some of you, like I said earlier, it's not so much that you're going to be focused on the external move, but the move within consciousness and making wherever you're at the right place for you to do what you need to do. Because, see, again, we were very stuck on outer form. A lot of people, you know, we got used to, you know, if you want to meditate or you want to, you know, need time off, that you go away or you go to a retreat. Ostensibly, you need to do that right where you are, not always leaving to go somewhere. Not to say you don't want to do that. It's just a balance of that. So making your surroundings work for you, so that your spiritual energy, the spiritual stuff that you are, is stronger than your external reality. That gives you a lot of strength. Believe me, when you're in a certain situation and you can overcome it and still do your work, show up and do your work purpose, do your soul's purpose, do whatever your work is that you're doing particularly, when you can be in any environment and do that, and believe me, I've been there. I've been in some dilly of environments. All kinds of things going on behind the scenes, but let me tell you, I showed up for my sessions clear. You know, but so I was in my own learning, you know. And even when I had my TV show, lots of stuff going on, but once I got in that chair to do my interviews, I was very focused in the moment. And that actually helped me grow more, because I learned through that to always depend on my spiritual connection, that would shift any external reality. If I would go back to my spiritual truths, my spiritual understanding, go back to the teachers that I worked with, go back and get those five signs of what should I do, what do I need to do, I would just fall back on that, keep falling back on that. Reiki saying, Michelle, by answering Sylvia, you answered me too. That's great. Well, for all of us, you know, that's... You know, many of us are going through this right now, and many of us were promised moves. you know, physical moves,
mm-hmm.
household moves, office moves. But I will say that what I have been seeing in my readings and working with people, that the oversouls, the template, the ones, and the spiritual hierarchy that are guiding these changes, these manifestations, are saying, do the move, do your life right where you are, and get that solid, get that going, feel that, get that fulfilled, and then the external will better reflect that.
Oh yeah, that's what I needed to hear today. Thank you. I got that now.
Good. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter, Reiki, if you've been waiting a few years. I've been working with some people that are, I'm not saying it has to be a long time. Here's the key. Okay, here's the key. Here's a little thing. If you want the movement to be faster, then live your soul's purpose more quickly.
Okay, you did that for me.
yeah, because it's not, again, it's about synchronistic timing. So it's we're not going to be following linear time as much. So if you want something to occur more quickly, and by the way, that depends also on the group consciousness and those that you're also connecting with, but you do tend to speed things up when you create the template for what you want, when you start living what you want. You know, if somebody wants a huge office, but they have their office in a little room, you make that the best office, the most abundant, fulfilling office. You create the space that anchors your vision. And then what happens is you outgrow the space. When your vision gets so fulfilled, so abundant, you automatically override the place and you move to a different space. That's like when people do franchises. They get the location gets so good and so busy and so abundant, so successful, so prosperous. Oh, I'm going to open another one, and I'm going to open another one, and I'm going to open another one, and hopefully in a balanced way. That's where you want to create from, in the overflow and the abundance. You don't want to create from scarcity or fear of, I've got to live it here, I've got to do it this way. You don't want to be stretched thin. You want to have an overflow happening. And then, like Mikhail put in the chat, there's auto shift into overdrive. Yeah, you automatically, it's a universal principle. You automatically go into the, when there's an overflow, you automatically go bigger.
That makes sense.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
But you hold it, you want to hold it to the maximum. You know, it's like a rock band. You know, they play in a small club, and they keep playing that club and playing that club until the manager goes, God, you know what? People are standing up and they can't get in. You got to change. Then they change. But sometimes you've seen it. A group gets a little cocky, and they were playing a small club, and then they go to this huge arena, and it's not filled. They lose money. So you know, it's like, hey. I think you better dial back a little bit. But just know, too, if you do, where you're at is perfect for what you want to do. You just have to create from where you're at and step into this next level where you're at. You need to start living it right now,
mm-hmm.
right here, right now, and that will get you externally to the next place, the next external building or house.
Oh, whatever. Castle.
Castle, yeah. There you go. Might be. You never know. It may be. It may be a castle. Yeah. And Tammy said that's true abundance. That's expansion. Yeah, that is true abundance. Otherwise, if you do it the other way, there's always the fear of having to fill up the space. But what you, the external space, what you want to do is you want to be let the space be so filled up with you. Right, so filled up with you that you have to have more external space to contain you and your creations. You just want to let it get bigger and bigger, more and more fulfilled with you. And then that's when it begins to overflow. And with the overflow, that'll be the next series. What do you do with the overflow? Because, see, a lot of people don't, to give you a little hint, they don't keep the main thing going. They forget about what got them there, what generated that. They forget the center of their being. And then the overflow only lasts for a while, and then it begins to implode on itself. It begins to dry up a little bit. So, but let's work on the overflow. We'll get ahead of ourselves. Let's create the overflow. Let's fill up the space with our true nature first and live from that. Oh, I love it. Mikhail saying, offer others a drink. Yeah, if you have a lot overflowing, please offer someone of what you have, a little drinky-poo, a little sip at least,
cup. A little drinky-poo, that's cute.
A little drinky-poo. Sylvia, a cup of wisdom and compassion. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, don't offer these little teeny cups, plastic cup. Give them from a nice goblet.
Oh, that's funny. Right?
I'm glad you're stepping out there, because people need to know of your great work that you do, and you're very loving, very compassionate. Hmm?
Well, thank you very much. It's very sweet of you.
Yeah,
and I mean it.
Yeah. Well, I mean it too. And I mean it more.
Oh, gosh.
Well, this has been great talking with you, and Sharon, glad you called in. Glad you were.
Well, thank you. I was really just listening. I guess it was meant to be.
Yeah. We'll see what happened with our guest, but it's in a... Yeah.
He disappeared.
Yeah, when they called us for the...
Was he from Texas, right?
I'm not sure. They reached out to us to be on the program, so we'll see what... maybe they got the dates wrong. I don't know. We'll see. But
It wasn't meant to be for him to be on there.
Yeah, I was just so fired up with the... Late last night, I was working on this blog post and information for the workshop on conscious creation, put in action. Maybe I was just so fired up that it just scooted the person right off. We'll see what happened and bring him back. It's actually a very, very good friend of mine knows him as well and was trying to get us together or get him on the program. So I was very happy, and also was very synchronistic when I got the information to be on the program. So whatever, it's all good. Whatever. Let's see. This is Sylvia's site. Okay, who's on? Vivi, you could have called in. Sylvia's on the phone. What's? Oh, somebody else wants your site. Oh, there we go. This is Sylvia's site. It's getting put again. It's enchantedjourney.com.
Well, Ryan made
all
the choice. Ryan helped me choose that name, so it must be good.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, is he dialed in.
Yeah.
Say hello and give him a hug for me, if you will.
I will. I sure appreciate that. Thank you for taking my call, Michelle, and for giving me that little push into the lake. I appreciate it.
Push is good.
Well, I really need to learn to swim.
That's fine. Oh, just bring a little canoe. Don't worry about the thing. Just bring a canoe into the lake. Just get into the lake. That's my message. Just get into the lake any way you can. Or I'll push you.
Okay.
Push you. All right.
Okay, thank you so much, Aisha. Talk to you later. Okay. Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye. Oh, that was wonderful. Well, it's been great spending time with all of you and sharing. And if you want, I've said at the top of the program, but connect with us on Awakenings Radio, and that's Awakenings Radio on Facebook. And my email, awakening@selfandlight.com, and get on the newsletter, or let us know what you'd like more of, less of, your feedback, any suggestions you have, or even just your sharing of how you're doing on your path and process. So as always, until next time, continue to share your light, shine your insight, and keep awake.